Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, people now are closely watching the facts and figures of Broadway, what stays and what goes. The New York Times ran a piece this past week that grabbed some surprised attention, including my own. It reminded us that none of the 18 musicals that have opened on Broadway this past season have made a profit yet. Now, some still could, but several have been downright flops. For example, the new musicals Tammy Faye, which I remember enjoying and thinking it would be a hit. Nope. Boop, which I enjoyed, recommended to people. Nope. And Smash, which I never even got to. Each of those cost at least $20 million to bring to the stage, and each was gone less than 4 months after opening. And then there were the fancy and creative revivals of much-loved classics. Well, they're also fizzling. On Sunday, the latest version of Cabaret, budgeted for up to $26 million, featuring a costly conversion of a Broadway theater into the Kit Kat Club, the nightclub-like setting. Anyway, that one threw in the towel at a total loss. A $19.5 million revival of Gypsy that starred Audra McDonald and earned strong reviews closed last month without recouping its investment. Even the much-touted production of Sunset Boulevard, which won this year's Tony for Best Musical Revival, failed to make back its $15 million. And you wonder why folks are hesitant to invest these days? Ugh. Well, I remain in Los Angeles, where my week was rather full and could hardly be more diverse. Starting with a show at the Getty Villas, beautiful outside venue. Yes, that's the beautiful museum here. Who knew they had an outside venue? They do. The show up now is called Oedipus the King, Mama! Exclamation point. This one comes from a 30-year-old company called the Troubadours, which I confess I'd never heard of. They're known by their fans as the Troubies. Anyway, what can I say? This is a rather hilarious send-up of the famous Sophocles story about the man who killed his father, married his mother, accompanied by the songs of another king, the king of rock and roll, as in Elvis Presley. Well, I am a huge Elvis fan, so I was thrilled to get a lot of snippets of many of his songs used in hilarious ways here. The show is naughty, but the fans love it. Every summer, it turns out, the Getty Villa offers a production. This one has been a smash hit. I wouldn't be surprised if it moves elsewhere. Anyway, next came another outdoor venue for Wine in the Wilderness. Now, I saw this play in New York's Classic Stage Company last season, where it was a success in a tiny venue. Somehow, it has been beautifully reimagined. Outdoors, beautiful. Not the words, have not been changed. But the feel at the Theatricum Botanicum, as it's called, on top of Topanga Canyon, it feels very, very different. Now, this piece was discovered long after its Black playwright, Alice Childress, had died. And it could hardly be more topical. Here we have a group of Black characters discussing a piece of art in the making in Harlem, where riots were happening outside. There is humor here. Five lovely performers are bringing this one to life amid the wilderness of the Topanga Hills. Now, on a very different note, I then went to the always challenging Odyssey Theater, inside, of course, to see Parallel Process, written by David Koner Zuckerman. This one is about how the Vietnam War impacted two particular participants. Interestingly, one of the producers here is the son of Robert Altman, the man who gave us MASH. I still remember going to a small early screening of that movie where we reporters were expecting a dark, heavy drama. Instead, we found ourselves laughing kind of guiltily. Isn't this supposed to be a war film? Maybe that's where the idea of anti-war came into fashion. Anyway, Parallel Process has not a moment of humor. It deals with two brothers, one a shrink, one a lawyer, who served together and shared a suspicious incident that still haunts them. That's the main thread here. So there's also a young man whose abusive life comes into play. Ultimately, we are reminded that PTSD can last way past the end of a battle. Vietnam vets are supportive of this work, and I thank them for their service. I only wish I enjoyed the play a bit more. Now back to New York and news now. Waiting for Godot has opened mostly to, I'd say, mixed reviews, good box office. One of my favorite two-time Tony Award winner, Carrie Young, is going to return in Gruesome Playground Injuries off-Broadway. Directed by Neil Pepe, the new production of Pulitzer Prize finalist Raji Joseph's play will begin performances at the Lucille Lortel Theater November 7th. That's a limited run through December 28th. The Lortel is getting a lot of important works lately, especially for a decidedly unglamorous venue. And for more casting news, Tony nominee John Andrew Morrison and Broadway favorite Cheyenne Jackson, haven't heard that name for a while, they're going to join the cast of Oh Mary! Exclamation point at Broadway's Lyceum Theater beginning October 14th. It's also the day that Jane Krakowski takes over the title role. Morrison will play Mary's husband, as in Abraham, while Jackson will take on the role of Mary's teacher, as in a guy named Booth. Like Krakowski, their limited run is through December 7th, so a good time to see that if you could get tickets. Now, back for a moment on the subject of lingering trauma, sorry about this, at the always fascinating and challenging Public Theater, Emmy Award winner John Leguizamo is portraying a Colombian-American laundromat owner named Nelson in Queens. He's grappling with a failing business and buried secrets. The show is called The Other Americans. I hope to see this when I return. Anyway, when his son Nick returns from a mental wellness facility after a traumatic incident, Nelson's world unravels. He tackles racial and identity challenges to achieve his dream. Tony Award winner Ruben Santiago Hudson directs this one. Again, that's at the Public and likely a tough ticket. I will do my best. And this sounds fascinating. The Vineyard Theater and producer Daryl Roth are presenting a reading series beginning next month. Now, not just any readers. These include Edie Falco, Celia Keenan Bolger, Dale Orlander Smith, and one of my favorites, John Douglas Thompson. Following each reading, special guests will join audiences in conversation. Should be very interesting. October 20th, Celia Keenan Bolger. October 27th, Orlander Smith. November 10th is Edie Falco. November 17th, John Douglas Thompson. Anyway, you might want to buy tickets for that. And let's talk LaShawn's for a moment. Now, she's a multi-talented performer, singer, dancer, etc. And she also directed the aforementioned Wine in the Wilderness production that I saw in New York. Well, now her new production company is offering one called Other, a dramedy about the art of belonging, written and performed by Tony Award and Grammy Award winner Ariel Stachel. He was the one behind the band's visit. Other will begin performances on October 8th at the Greenwich House Theater on Barrow Street. It's a 9-week run to December 6th. Also coming soon from the West Coast, where I remain a while longer, and heading to Off-Broadway's Daryl Roth Theater, is one called 44, about the man who was our 44th president. Yes, this musical about Obama was a hit in Los Angeles and Chicago. And I'll discuss all this more as we get a little closer, since I just had a lovely chat with its creator. A death of the week, I will mention. I did not know Lauren B. Stevens, who just passed away at the age of 71. But her stage producing credits included Lombardi, Rocky the Musical, Legally Blonde, Catch Me If You Can, Death of a Salesman, and All My Sons. She received 6 Tony Award nominations, winning Best Play for The Ferryman, great show, in 2019, and Parade in 2023, great production of that. Her work also garnered multiple Drama Desk Award wins and nominations, along an impressive resume of someone who apparently fell in love with theater as a very young girl. And she gave a lot back. And I hope you'll get to her show, and I will be back next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.